This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Taking over the second seat of the show, Vincent has moved up in the world here. Cody had to go. He's got to get up early in the morning.
So. Living the dream, Ma.
So you cut him a break, and we're going to continue here into the third hour. You may take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got David in West Virginia, was it, David? No, you're in North Carolina. Sorry, Raleigh. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, man, thanks. You weren't appropriating my accent, I hope.
Procreating your accent?
Appropriating.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Anyways, look, I wanted to call about the BBC video you were just talking about
on the air before
the break.
For listeners that are just tuning in, there's a very disturbing video that is probably not uncommon as far as China is concerned. It's ostensibly coming from China. I don't know which part of it. But there's a woman who's running for office who is not part of the Communist Party. And I guess it's legal for her to run for office, but the ruling party appears to be doing everything they can, short of assassination, to stop her from getting publicity. As a BBC reporter attempts to approach her home and knock on her front door, a group of men appear and just block access to the woman's door, and then further end up shoving the man and the BBC camera crew off of the premises. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so about that, I mean, as you started introducing the video, you introduced it as being somewhere in China, and you don't really know where. This is from, it looks like the BBC, I think it was on the BBC's YouTube channel, and, I started watching it, it looked like what one might expect China to look like if you're someone that wasn't in the political class and trying to run for office, right?
Mm-hmm.
While I was watching it, though, it just looked a little too clean, especially as the guy was trying to approach the door and knock on it and talk to the lady and then they're back and forth. And then as they tried to cover up the windows, it's like they get this board from somewhere. Nobody films that. And then later on when they're, I guess being forced away from the property, the guy carries on reporting, right?
Right.
It struck me as being staged, right? Not that, at the risk of maybe sounding like the seed guy, right? It looked a little bit fake, and with all this stuff about fake news going around, I mean, I wonder as a state-sponsored media outlet that has had dubious claims in the past, would they be banned from Facebook as part of this fake news ban?
You know, when I watched the video we watched it together, and
got through about half of it.
With that in mind, I understand where you're coming from. Like, I know editing can be very powerful, but it seemed that the camera was in the right place at the right time a lot. But also, I only saw this on the Free Talk Live AMP Facebook page. I didn't see it really anywhere else. I looked it up. I had to go through, like, at least a page of news on the BBC's, on Google News before I found it. It was posted the 17th. I think if BBC wanted, and I don't put it above BBC or any of these mainstream media to fake news. I imagine that they do a lot. But in this, I don't think they would risk so much for a a low-profile story, it looks like. If they did go through the trouble to fake it, I think we'd see it all over the TV and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see if there was an accompanying news story with this, and you're right. The link that was provided to us was in the Free Talk Live AMP forum. Oh, you did find one here?
Yeah, well, that's on the BBC site itself, yeah.
While the world continues to digest the result of the U.S. election, China is holding its own nationwide ballot, one of the biggest anywhere. Early next year, up to 900 million people will have voted in China's district elections. But while the Communist Party has been highly critical of what it sees as the farce of American democracy, it's not so keen on scrutiny of its own system, as the BBC's John Sudworth found out. Again, a very, very brief kind of basic introduction to what was going on there, but it's more than what it was posted on their Facebook page, which was just the Facebook page post simply says, "We were stopped from visiting an independent candidate running in China's election. You'll want to turn the sound up for one."
The lady isn't even named. It's like, right. It's like, hey, we met some Chinese people, and one of them's trying to run for office. I mean, it's I'm sorry. I'm not going to take your word for it. So it sort of kind of begs the question. I mean, where do y'all get your news from?
Where does who get what? Who gets whose news? Me and Vincent?
Like for show prep, that kind of thing, or just like general knowledge
there's of what's going on? There's the front page of freetalklive.com, which is always worth taking a look at, because Free Talk Live listeners, it's a crowdsourced news. It's, you know, not as busy as we might like it to be, but there are some dedicated listeners who go up there and they post what they think is interesting, and then other people can vote it up or vote it down. I frequently will go to the Drudge Report or RT as sort of main news sources where I can go and get other, you know, interesting stories. Vincent, what about you?
I go to a bunch of different sites. Like, every morning when I wake up, I go to a few, like, really far-right websites I'm not going to name. Then I go to InfoWars, sometimes Breitbart. And it's not, I don't want you to think I'm staying in my own little, you know, bubble, because I do go on to, like, message boards and image boards, like the politics board of 8chan, where all kinds of stories are posted. And I get it from everywhere, too. For show prep, I look up a topic that I know might be somewhat relevant, but I want to find something specific to talk about. In this case, last week, my show prep was about Canada's marijuana, so I typed in Canada marijuana into the news, and I got something from the Canadian, you know, some Canadian news sources. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I go to a bunch of different sources, and even the ones I trust, like say Breitbart, for instance, I don't trust it, you know, completely. I'm like, I understand the spin they have on it, but you say fake news, I absolutely do not trust, you know, like CNN, Fox, MSNBC. I mean, you know, they are the real fake news.
Yeah, if you've got to choose between being uninformed or misinformed, I'm going to go with uninformed. Yeah, I try not to pay attention to any of them. But look, one more thing. Amp.freetalklive.com. Get out there, donate. I know there are other people out there listening to podcasts on a daily. 30s boys, a couple of dollars, and girls. But, yeah, go out there and give some value for value.
Okay, good news here, David. I did find the story. I Googled independent candidate or China independent candidate BBC. It's the third result down. The full story is by John Sudworth. That's the reporter in this case. And we'll share that coming up. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Yep.
So this is going to give you some of the information that you were looking for. And if we get the chance, we'll play some of this audio, because I dubbed about half of the video. And it gets more intense toward the end when they're actually physically removing them from the property. But here's a story from BBC News Beijing office. China's constitution allows for independent candidates to run in local elections, but it's a futile exercise for those who dare to get their names on the ballot. In the heart of Beijing's old alleyways, the polling station is bathed in autumn sunlight, and it's busy. An elderly man has turned up with his wife on the back of his tricycle. Three nurses clutching their voter registration certificates arrive on foot in deep conversation while election officials and policemen oversee the whole affair. On the surface, it's a scene that would be recognizable to voters in democratic countries the world over. But of course, this is China, and the reality is very different. We drive to the outskirts of Beijing to meet Liu Huizhen, the 45-year-old woman who wants nothing more than the right to take part in this election. She has managed to secure the 10 nominations from her fellow citizens that, according to Chinese law, are needed to allow her name to go forward for inclusion on the ballot as an independent candidate. But she's not out campaigning. Instead, she's living under constant surveillance, and as we approach her front door, we're quickly surrounded, or the door is rather quickly surrounded, by a group of unidentified men who stand in silence and block our way. By reaching over their heads, I manage to knock, and a few moments later, Miss Liu appears in her doorway. But as she begins to tell me why she wants to exercise her democratic right, the door is pushed shut, and the thugs lean against it. She makes an attempt to open a window, but it is too forced to shut, and she is once again prevented from speaking to us. China calls its five-yearly nationwide exercise in voting the, quote, world's largest election, unquote. This week, it is Beijing's turn, but by early next year, according to state-run media, 900 million people the length and breadth of China will have cast their ballots.
But it's like 10% of, even less than 10% of a whole population there.
What is the population?
It's like around a billion, maybe even more.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Well, 900 million would be almost a billion.
I know.
Right? 900 million is 100 million away from being a billion.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I misread.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll continue here in moments. You can take control.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
can bring up anything that you want. Take control of the airwaves here. We're talking about China's elections, you know, sort of the sham of democracy. Now, I'm no huge fan of democracy or anything like that, but it's a little bit better than a communist dictatorship. I'll give it that. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
And Vincent.
And entrepreneurship, progress, innovation. You can achieve personal success while helping to create a prosperous society. As Ludwig von Mises said, economics deals with society's fundamental problems. It's the main and proper study of every citizen. Visit fee.org/FTL. For free online lessons that are perfect for the classroom or self-study. The course is Economics in One Day, and it's easy to understand, but will impart upon you an understanding of economics greater than school ever could. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. So, I don't know if you can access fee.org from China. It wouldn't surprise me if they had banned that particular website.
You know, in some aspects, from what I understand, they're better, like, they run their businesses better than we are. It's, as they say, like a crony capitalist system. So they have somewhat economic freedom, but
more so than they have in the past, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's how they become so, like, at least economically prosperous. But I have a friend from China who says that things are starting to be like a bubble, sort of, that it's going to be very destabilized. At one point, it's going to start to get very destabilized.
Well, right now we were discussing the elections and the oppression against independent candidates, of which I doubt there are very many, given the circumstances there. We'll continue discussing what happened in this video in moments, but let's go to your calls and thoughts first. David is on the line. David, where are you calling from tonight? You're on Skype.
I'm here in Florida.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, thank you so much. I'm calling in support of one of your hosts last night. I don't agree with her position necessarily, that cops should be shot or will necessarily have to be shot in the future. But I feel like the hosts were kind of picking on her. I think people have different levels or feel threatened at different levels than other people, and police can be very threatening to, especially people who've had interactions with the police.
Yeah, but are you saying we shouldn't pick on somebody who's advocating the murder of police officers? I mean, I'm not just going to stand by quietly and allow that to go on my airwaves.
Many times she said that she wasn't advocating that particular position. She just saw that in the future it was inevitable.
Well, that's kind of mincing words, isn't it? I mean, she was envisioning a future in which that she would have enough people who would go out and kill police.
Jesus.
that it would somehow destroy the state, which, you know,
well, she thought that it would be inevitable, that it would be necessary at some point to take up arms against the police.
As I pointed out, if you have enough people to take up arms against the state, you have enough people to non-cooperate, you have enough people to vote, you can do other things that don't involve violence.
Yeah. I totally understand your position. What I'm saying is that there are circumstances under which I believe anyone would take up arms against the police. And I was wondering if you and Cody, I know he wasn't on last night's show, but I wonder if you might take a minute and think about what circumstances, right, and now they'd be extreme, I give you, but what circumstances would you take up arms against the police?
Cody's not here.
It's Vincent.
Vincent's here.
Vincent, I'm sorry.
Vincent, do you want to answer first, or should I jump in on that?
You know, I wasn't here for the discussion.
It was lengthy. It was an hour and a half long discussion about tactics, violence versus peace.
That sounds like right up my alley. But I was actually waiting outside for part of it, and I thought it went off even after the air. I thought they were still on the air at like 10.
Yeah, it went off for another 10 minutes afterwards.
And so, you know, like, when you say take up arms, I'm trying to think. So, I got in trouble for writing something saying that all I suggested, this was a first school thing, that cops shouldn't, that if you murder a police officer, you shouldn't get the death penalty you shouldn't get a special punishment for murdering a police officer, because, you know, that's saying a police officer's life is more more value than a citizen's. So There's that. I'm thinking, like, when you say a situation when it's okay to, cause harm to a police officer, now, you say, like, take up arms in insurrection, but Ian, I'll ask you this. Do you think if, say, a police officer is using force against someone, like, say, just a rogue cop who pulls you over, in some cases it's happened where a cop pulls someone over, and then they pull out their gun immediately, and, you know, they're on a power trip, and they're threatening, and let's say, you know, they shoot a guy's wife, would you say it's okay for a guy in self-defense to then harm that police officer?
I think that you're always justified to use self-defense to defend yourself against an aggressor. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me what the aggressor is wearing. However, it is not a good idea to do that against the police because they have the sort of this aura of legitimacy in people's minds. You are going to likely end up dead at the end of that day because even if you make it away from that, even if you make it away from that scene, every police officer in the county and, you know, the region are going to converge on your trail. They're going to find you and they're going to take you out. So practically,
you're talking about in the moment. It's not. But what if, you know, you were aggressed against by that person? Is there any circumstances, under any circumstances, you can see a time when it would be a no-knock raid, a cop is raping your wife? I mean, it would have to be extreme. I'll give it to you. But do you think there is some circumstance where you think, personally, it would be appropriate?
I personally am, I'm not a pacifist, but I definitely lean towards peace. And I don't, you know, it's hard to really say what somebody would do in a moment where someone's loved one is being raped by a cop. But, you know, unfortunately, for all of the people who have legitimately defended themselves against police in no-knock raids or in a situation where the police were attacking, many of those people end up going to prison or getting killed by the police. So ultimately, it's really just a futile thing.
They don't do it. They're not prepared for the eventuality that the police might do that. I mean,
what do you mean they're not prepared? If you defend yourself against the police and you kill a cop,
shooting them in the moment. But what if, would it be justified for me to, I don't know, after my wife happened to be raped, to hunt the guy down and poison him? Would that be okay?
I don't generally support the continuing escalation of conflict. So
It would just end it. Because he'd be dead, and they would have no idea I poisoned him. I'm asking.
You're the one who has to live with that, dude. I'm not going to advocate for murder here, and I don't support it. I don't support getting revenge on somebody in that way.
You're saying, under no circumstances do you find it would be appropriate to take up arms or to murder a police officer.
I don't think it's appropriate to murder anybody, period.
Or kill.
I think you have the right to defend yourself in the moment, but to go and turn against somebody later on, I think it's bad.
It's not like a yes or no. This is a hard thing. It's not a yes or no, like, absolute situation. And I hope to God we never have to come. I hope to God we never have to come to that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it.
That all the time.
Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I think we need to use persuasion rather than the tools that the police use, which is violence.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski. author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here and bring up whatever you want, even libertarian, violent, fetishist fantasies, which is what seemed that that last call was all about.
That was such a downer, man. I'm still upset with that call.
You know, there. I can understand where he's coming from. I used to be like that. I used to believe that, you know, any excuse you had to take out the police, you should do. And then I turned towards, you know, a message of peace. And I understand that it's a hard thing that the police are able to get away with murder. I don't support that. But at the same time, I don't think that the liberty movement will benefit from people who use violence. I don't think, you know, you can see what happens like with the folks that are out in the streets protesting and just using destruction of property, let alone, you know, they're not really doing so much violence against the police necessarily, yeah. Because they know it's going to hurt them. But just, you know, I don't support destruction of property for protest. I don't support destruction of life for advancing a political cause. And ultimately, he wasn't talking about that. He was saying, well, you know, what if a cop was raping your wife? Putting it in the, you know, the most unlikely of circumstances to ever happen. I mean, it's highly unlikely that's going to ever happen.
I did do research on this beforehand, just out of curiosity, looking up what happens if someone uses self-defense against a cop. And obviously, all the answers I found said, yeah, you're going to jail. But I didn't see any precedents where it was like it was justified or where someone would be morally justified but not legally. Like, regarding violence, I'm not necessarily at where you're at, Ian, as to say more pacifistic. Like, yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to Black Friday because there's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of sales on ARs and Wasser 10s. Yeah, but I don't advocate, you know, I'm not saying every Liberty person should, you know, stock up, there's going to be a war. I mean, I seriously think that, you know, we're going to solve things peacefully, but I do think it is important to be able to defend yourself and be self-sufficient. I think with liberty and libertarian ideals, self-sufficiency is important, and including that is, you know, having a weapon to defend your freedom, you know, should whatever happen to us.
I fully support that, and I have had weapons, and I have weapons, so I support self-defense, and I support defending others, but I, you know, when you come into that situation that he was talking about, there's no way out of that. And even if there's a cop raping your wife and you end up stopping that from happening by shooting him, what happens next? Whatever
your life is pretty much over at that point.
Right. Whatever it is isn't going to be good. You might as well go ahead and put the gun in your own mouth after that and just say goodbye to her. Because, you know, you're probably never going to see her outside of a jail cell if you can even make it to court without having the cops execute you right then. Because they're not going to listen to what your story is. They're not going to care about your, you're saying, well, look, his pants are down or whatever. Yeah, they're not going to care about that.
It's a sick brotherhood, you know.
Right. They're going to turn on you and they're going to kill you.
And
that's what they're going to do.
I don't know what Melanie was saying. I'm not going to, you know, she's not here. But I'm just saying from the way that guy described it, it seems like when she says take arms against a police, that's not even self-defense. That's actually actively going out and hurting people.
That's what she was talking about.
Okay,
yeah, she was talking about people just killing cops.
You remember what happened in Dallas, right? That guy.
Yeah.
And even now, there's, you know, the police aren't the most popular people in the country now, but still, people, a lot of people were shocked and outraged when that guy killed those, I think it was like five cops.
That's correct. Yeah, and what that does is it entrenches their power. It makes people look to them and say, this is why we need police. We need them to protect us from these psychopaths who are out there trying to kill us and kill the police. And so, you know, whatever message you might have for whoever you want to listen, you're not going to find an audience besides other psychopaths who want to go and kill people or want to have an excuse to kill people. You know, when I came up here to New Hampshire, I was like these people who wanted to, you know, who figured it was all going to end in a hail of gunfire at some point, right? And then I got to actually know some of the cops around here. I was, you know, out on the street doing what was originally called cop watch. We ended up doing cop block later on. And that allowed me to connect with the officers here in Keene, of which there are only around 40 or 45 uniformed officers. So it's not a whole lot of them. You can know pretty much who all of them are. I mean, every now and then they'll bring a new batch in, you know, some young hirees, and I don't know who they are yet. But, you know, you see them on the streets, you introduce yourself, say hi. And, you know, we had a trial recently. I just posted the video over at freekeen.com. Where a cop gave one of the liberty activists in town here a speeding ticket. The guy, Stephen Johnson, took the ticket to court. We went to court. It was 8:30 in the morning. They held court right on time. It was actually in a small courtroom off to the side of the normal courtroom, so the average people that were in court didn't get to see it.
Yeah.
So, you know, they kind of did it off, and it wasn't a secret tribunal, but it was effectively in secret. But I did get to bring my camera in, so the video is there, and you can watch this. And this cop wasn't, you know, he was okay. Like, yeah, he wrote the dude a ticket. I understand that we object to that as liberty-minded people, but he's just doing his job from his perspective. And, you know, we got to talk to him, and he's not, in my opinion, one of the bad guys. I get that he's doing something that we consider to be aggression and wrong, but I'd rather try to persuade them about that. I'd rather work within the system to try to change the laws to where the police are actually focusing on finding murderers and rapists rather than college students who have a bag of marijuana or an open container of alcohol, which seems to be what they spend an inordinate amount of time on, or speeding tickets or running through stop signs.
Honey, not vinegar, yeah?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Instead of being angry at them, and I was when I first moved here, and then being able to connect with them as human beings changed that for me. They're human beings who are doing the wrong thing a lot of the time, but we've all made mistakes, and people who are doing the wrong thing deserve a chance to learn that they're doing the wrong thing before somebody just puts a bullet in their head, which is what Melanie was talking about last night. Some story was what sparked the whole conversation. Maybe it was a caller, I don't remember, but some story about somebody who walked up on a cop who was writing someone a ticket and just iced him.
Oh, I
right
heard
there.
About that, yeah.
Apparently a fairly recent incident of this.
Yeah.
You know, dude didn't even have anything to do with that circumstance. But the people like Melanie are saying, well, the cops are always aggressing, so therefore we're within our rights to exterminate them. And no, that's not the kind of world I want to live in. Further, I don't want to live in that world because ultimately, you know, this is something we were talking about with Cody earlier. If people aren't ready for freedom, that's not what's going to happen. You can have some sort of violent revolution, and what you're going to end up having afterwards, if you're successful at it, is violent people taking those positions of power. Because if people don't understand why they shouldn't want the state, if they haven't yet rejected in their mind the idea of the state, they'll just build another state. The people who want the power will seek it, and they'll do whatever it takes to get it, which includes killing you. If you've been willing to kill them, you better believe that the people who want to get those seats of power once they're opened up are going to be willing to kill you if you stand in their way. What are you going to do? Say to the people who want power, oh no, this is a stateless revolution. Well, no, we've got guns too. Yeah. And we're going to use them to, you know, create our new utopia, our new violent utopia. It just doesn't, it's not going to end well. Whether we're talking about some sort of widespread revolution across the country against the state, against their agents in the form of the police, or an individual being attacked by the police. I'm not saying you're wrong for defending yourself against them. You have the right to do it. It's just not going to end well. I wish there was something else that, you know, could be added to it, but that's just how I feel about it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, without rehashing the hour and a half long. Yeah. I mean, I've done as much as I can to sum it up here.
No, that was good. That was good.
As quickly as I can. Janet is in New Jersey, where they got plenty of bad cops.
Hello, how are
Go ahead,
you doing
Janet.
Tonight?
Hi, Janet. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air. Can you hear us? It doesn't sound like Janet can hear us.
No.
I'm gonna put Janet back on hold. Maybe it's a switch that needs to be flipped in the studio there, the network studios, or maybe she's just in a bad cell. We'll see if we can get her back on here because she's calling about the police harassment and just to reiterate here, just to reiterate, I just want to point out that the best thing you can do when the police are misbehaving is to document and publicize. So I know that doesn't satisfy the people who want to get some sort of violent outlash against the police, but that's the best way to hold them accountable for what they're doing and to make and to have any chance of any kind of consequences coming at them for it. So grab your video camera, document. I realize that that's probably not what you're going to do if they're raping your wife. But like I said, you're within your rights to defend in that circumstance.
Oh
just
God.
Don't expect to walk away from it.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here in these remaining moments. We've got enough time for you. Dial in right now. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
Cell 411 just brought ride-sharing into the free market. Yes, for the first time now, drivers have the ability to set their own rates. You see, for those of you who've been, like, maybe a rider on Uber, which, you know, it's a nice experience generally as a rider. I've done it. For those of you familiar with the riding side of things, you may not be aware that drivers don't get to choose really much of anything besides when they work. You know, Uber and Lyft will talk about, oh, you get to set your own hours. Well, that's really about all you get to choose with them. You don't get to really decide anything important. And with Cell 411 and their new ride-sharing feature, drivers actually get to set their own rates rather than having to allow some mega corporation to do that for them. Drivers get to decide what they accept for payment. So instead of just having to use credit card through the Uber app, with Cell 411, you can use cash. You can use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. You can use silver. You can use trade, whatever you want. There are different options. And if you want, you can use credit card. So Cell 411, by the way, also doesn't take a cut. With the drivers for the other big mega corporations, they're getting like 75% of the ride. With Cell 411, you get 100% of the ride. Unless you're using a credit card, then credit card company's going to take a cut. But you get everything from what you're charging the customer. Thing is, though, you're also in competition with the other drivers because each individual driver can set a rate. Multiple drivers can respond to a rider's request for a ride, which means the rider decides who gets to take them from point A to point B. So riders get more control. Drivers get more control. Free market win. Go Cell 411. Here's how you get it. You go to your Google or Apple App Store, search for Cell 411, C-E-L-L 411, or just go to getcell411.com. It's also got a really awesome decentralized emergency alerts feature, which I highly recommend. That's the reason the app was created. the ride-sharing aspect is a new feature that just came in within the last few weeks, and it's killer. Go and try it out for yourself. It's free, by the way. GetCell411.com. We're going to try Janet another time here. My board operator tells me that everything should be okay now. There was some sort of issue with the board. Go ahead, Janet. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Good evening. How you guys doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. So I believe I was a victim of harassment tonight by two police officers, unfortunately.
Yikes.
I was parked in my car at a local shopping center texting. Two officers approached me and said someone had called in that I was sleeping in my car or there might be some medical emergency. So I said, no, officers, I'm fine. I'm just sitting here talking and texting on my phone. The next thing I know, they are demanding to see my ID. And I said, well, this seems a little strange. Why do you need to see my ID under the circumstances? And at that point, the officer got belligerent. They took my ID. They actually ran it in the patrol car.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was instructed that the shopping center, when the shopping center closes, I'm expected to leave. So I would like to somehow file a complaint, but I'm looking for suggestions on maybe the best way to approach this with the police department.
Okay. So you're in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Probably one of the worst places for police corruption that I've ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you first, don't expect a whole lot from this.
Okay.
If you go and you file a complaint, usually you're filing the complaint with the very same department that is employing these two gentlemen.
Right.
And
right.
There's a chance that the officer with whom you're filing the complaint is their buddy, and there's a good chance that the complaint is going to go into the circular file, which means that they're going to shred it or trash it or whatever.
Right.
So they might make it seem like they're listening to you. They might make it seem like they care, but ultimately you will see no action about this. First of all, here's the most important question. Did you record the interaction with the police?
I did not.
All right, so it's interesting that you called because I just was talking about Cell 411, and this is another aspect of Cell 411 that I didn't mention, is it's got this emergency alerts, this decentralized emergency alerts, to where you can actually send a notice to your friends or family members or even the public who also has Cell 411. You can say, I've been pulled over or police encounter or whatever, and it'll send out that notice, and people can come and respond and back you up. They can come and bring a camera. But most importantly, Cell 411, since it's a cell phone app, it has access to your video camera, and as soon as you send that notice out, it'll say, would you like to stream video, and you say yes, then you can just, you've got a record, an audio and video record of what it is that's going on. It's streaming online, so even if the cop grabs your phone and smashes it, then it's still online. The video that had streamed up until that point is on a server, and they can't do anything about that. Plus, Cell 411 even has a fake delete button where if the cop grabs the phone and goes and looks to try to delete the video, you know, he doesn't know better. He'll see a delete button, he'll hit it, it'll make it look like it's been deleted, and the brilliant program actually takes a snapshot of whoever it was that hit the delete button.
Oh, wow.
So even if they're... Yeah, even if they delete it later in the office or whatever, you'll find out which officer it was that actually deleted or tried to delete the video.
What does the streaming do to your data?
It would depend on the level of resolution that you set the camera to, so I don't know would be the answer to that, but obviously it doesn't matter. If you're in a situation where the police are going to hurt you, the last thing you're going to really need to worry about is what your cell phone bill is going to look like at the end of the month.
Good point.
I really wouldn't worry too much about that. Odds are good that whatever the streaming is not going to last too long anyway. But I realize that, Janet, all of this is, you know, hindsight is 20/20. What good does it do you? You didn't stream it.
Well,
so,
I just want to ensure that I'm not going to become one of their harassment victims on a regular basis.
Right. Do you live in a small town?
Well, this happened in a different town. It was a few towns over from where I lived.
Well, if they don't see you on a regular, if they don't have the opportunity to see you on a regular basis, if you don't work in that town.
Well, I actually do spend time in that town where I was stopped. Mm-hmm.
Well, then how big is the town? You don't have to tell us which one it is, but, you know, the population.
the town where I was stopped, I mean, it has a couple thousand people in it. That's, I mean, a couple hundred thousand people.
So it is a town.
People.
It's a, mm-hmm. How much? How much? I'm sorry.
Probably a couple hundred thousand.
Oh, 100,000. That's a city, then. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's a city.
It's not likely, then, if you're driving through the city, that the same cop is going to see you and be able to recognize you. So I wouldn't worry mm-hmm. so much about that. Mm-hmm. But it's certainly true that if you do make us try to stir the pot, then they will be more likely to, you know, have a be on the lookout for you or something like that. I wouldn't worry about that. But, you know, just be aware that, you know, these cops are not afraid to be corrupt and to take advantage of people. So if you go in and ask about filing a complaint, there have been different results that people have had from this. There was actually an interesting video that the Police Complaint Center created, which is an independent group that actually tests police departments. So they'll get hired by, like, a news agency to go and test a local police department to see how honest they are or how on the up and up. And they actually went to different departments in Florida many years ago in South Florida and tested their complaint process. And there was a huge range of what happened. At some departments, they went in, they asked for a complaint. Complaint form, they were given the complaint form, they walked out. At other departments, they went in, they asked for a complaint form, and they were told, oh, we don't have a complaint form that you can take with you. You're going to need to go into the back with Officer so-and-so, and he'll take your complaint directly.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, again, it was all the same kind of area, so they all should have had the same, you know, set. They should have had the same processes, and they didn't. In other departments, they actually tried to intimidate the individual into not filing the complaint. And in one department, they actually arrested the individual who was trying to file a complaint. So your mileage may vary when you do something as simple as trying to go in and file a complaint. Now, if you were to go in and actually try to record video of you filing the complaint, that will likely stir them up even more. But I also would recommend it because that's the only way that you can hold these people accountable. You go in there and you record the interaction with the police. Then they are going to be either on their best behavior or they're going to, you know, grab your camera, smash it, and possibly arrest you. So I'd recommend trying to find someone to go with you. If you're going to do this, don't go alone. Try to bring somebody with you.
But I knew you guys would be perfect for this question. So if this happens again, I think I would be inclined to say to the officer, I don't have to give you my ID. I did nothing wrong. Or just
Should check. This isn't legal advice, but you should check local laws because there's different like stop and identify statutes. Some states require you to identify yourself, not necessarily with a license, but by giving them your name and date of birth. I wish we had more time to talk to you about it. Call back another night, Janet, with more questions, and we'll be happy to talk to you then. And definitely let us know what you decide to do. Thanks for your call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.